أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ينبأ الإنسان يومئذ بما قدم وأخر بل الإنسان على نفسه بصيرة ولو ألقى معاذيرة صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we began discussing yesterday, ينبأ الإنسان يومئذ بما قدم وأخر. Man will be informed, man will be told on that day, the day of Qiyamah, of the deeds that he had sent forth, wa'akhar, and that legacy that he had left behind. Going to the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, balil insanu ala nafsihi basira. Nay, man himself is evident of the fact, or man himself is a witness. The word basira can refer to the inner sight of a person, and a witness is that person that has a full overview of an incident that had taken place. So such a person is regarded as a witness in any crime scene, any accident, etc. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used this word basira, that man himself is a witness upon himself, because who has the greatest insight with regards to the deeds that a person does? The person next to us also, and even a married couple for 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, one spouse could have seen the other spouse carry out a deed, but that spouse will not be aware about the kind of intention that was made when one carried out this deed. Only that person is basira. The person who carried out the deed himself, he has total insight with regards to the deed, why he has carried it out, what was the motive, what was the intention, etc. And hence here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after informing us that on the day of Qiyamah, we will be told, we will be informed about our amal, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nay, that is one aspect of it. But the other aspect, the very basic fundamental is this, that we ourselves are witnesses to the fact. Now when we look into the Quran Sharif, we will find how in different places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that we ourselves are witnesses to it, and as a matter of fact, we will bear witness to it and we will give evidence also. In one ayat, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about our book of deeds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اقرأ كتابك اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Bhai, read your kitab. Look at your nama yamal, look at your book of deeds, see the good that you did, see the bad that you did, read it, but at the end of the day, you are the one that will be able to sum it up. You will be the one that will be the accountant of yourself, because you yourself, you know what you have done, you know why you have done it, you know what you have left out. So you yourself is your own accountant, and you can make your own hisab and own kitab. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the other aspect of it. شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَأَبْصَارُهُمْ وَجُلُودُهُمْ. That on the one hand, in one ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that our limbs, the limbs of our bodies, they will also give evidence against us on the day of Qiyamah, and hence that is part of us. So our limbs are basira. Our limbs will be the witness and give evidence on the day of Qiyamah. سَمْعُهُمْ وَأَبْصَارُهُمْ. Our ears, our hearing, our eyes, in other words, our senses. One is the limbs, one is the senses. وَجُلُودُهُمْ. Our skins, and the people, the medical fraternity will tell you that the largest part of our body is our skin. From head to toe, they will give evidence against us. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that on the one hand, the hisab and kitab will be of such a nature that a person will be informed and a person will be told about what he did. But the basis of all this, the very foundation of it is that when we stand on the day of Qiyamah, بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا. That man himself is a basira, man himself is a witness, and the limbs of the body, the senses of that person, everything will give evidence against that person. And even when he tries to put a stop to all this. Lima shahidtum alayna? Why do you want to give this evidence against us? Why do you want to give this evidence against me? Then our own limbs, our own senses, everything will say, antaqana Allahu alladhi antaqa kulla shay. That Allah that gave speech, that Allah that gave speech, Allah Ta'ala gave our tongues the power of speech, our voice box and all that operates insofar as the speech is concerned, it doesn't work on its own accord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gives everything speech, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the power of speech, and now that evidence will begin and everything will begin to talk. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these two ayat, Allah ta'ala says, يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرَ. Man will be informed about what he had sent forth insofar as his deeds is concerned. وَأَخَّرَ, what he has left behind. Yesterday we discussed, one is the good legacies that we leave behind, one is the bad that we leave behind, one is we have left behind the opportunities and squandered the moments when we could have made Allah's ibadat, that all we will be informed about. And then بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا, that man himself is a witness and he'll give evidence against himself. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.